This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take you to Western Illinois and a winemaking competition. First, a look at today's news. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is looking to lawmakers to help him out of a fiscal bind. But as Sean Crawford reports, there's no indication that they'll cooperate.
In the simplest of terms, Blagojevich has been set up. The General Assembly approved a budget in May, but the House never came through with all the money to pay for it. That's forced Blagojevich to consider more than $1.5 billion in spending cuts unless the General Assembly approves more funding. The cuts would be a hit to human services, education, and other areas. But Blagojevich says there's no way he can sign a new budget that's so far out of balance. Blagojevich has spent the past few weeks pointing the finger at House lawmakers.
They wrote a check they know they can't pay. And as a result, if I were to sign that budget, that would be like me signing a check that I know is going to bounce.
For the governor, it's a no-win situation. If he signs the budget as passed, the state will have major money problems in coming months. Make the cuts, and he's the bad guy once again. But the governor sees another way out. He wants the House to pass plans that would bring in revenue from leasing the state's lottery and shifting other money from dedicated accounts. He's called a special session of the legislature later this week to deal with those matters. But few expect the House will go along, and time is running out. Without a budget by the end of this week, the state could be forced to delay paychecks to some employees. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois taxpayers will have to pay more than $30,000 for lawmakers' mileage reimbursements for the special session this week, but it could be worse. Lawmakers get 50.5 cents for each mile of business travel. An Associated Press analysis found they'll collectively travel 60,000 miles round trip in attending the legislative session that's been called to iron out the state budget. The Internal Revenue Service increased the tax-deductible mileage allowance last month to 58.5 cents because of soaring gas prices. But legislators may not claim that amount unless it's adopted by the Federal General Services Administration. The GSA is studying whether that increase is justified. With the cost of meals, lodging, operating state-owned aircraft, and travel expenses for staff members, session expenses likely will top $80,000. A weekend attempt at a sexual assault near the University of Illinois campus has police and the university asking for the public's help and reminding them to stay safe. They're looking for a man who grabbed a 21-year-old woman early Sunday morning in an apartment building in the 500 block of West Healy and threatened bodily and sexual harm. The victim's yells for help attracted neighbors, and police say the man ran away. Anybody who might know about the incident is being asked to call Crime Stoppers or police. The long process of destroying tons of VX nerve agent at Western Indiana's Newport Chemical Depot is scheduled to be complete in a matter of weeks. Depot spokeswoman Terry Arthur says the neutralization facility has turned 96% of Newport's VX stockpile into wastewater. Most of that byproduct has been trucked to Texas and incinerated. But Arthur says international weapons authorities won't consider the destruction complete until the last of the deadly nerve agent has been broken down, the byproduct has all been destroyed, and the Newport facility has been cleaned.
There is a kind of timeline. We expect that once the pipes in the neutralization facility are decontaminated and the stockpile is gone and the hydrolysate wastewater is destroyed in Port Arthur, that it'll be a matter of weeks before they come and give their certification.
Arthur says the last of the VX should be destroyed by early August, with a few more weeks for the last of the caustic byproduct of the neutralization to be trucked out. From there, she says the Army will start the process of closing the depot and turning Newport over to the Base Closing and Realignment Commission and ultimately to a local committee in 2010. A spokesman for the Illinois Corn Growers Association says heavy rains have delayed this year's crop by about 2 weeks through most of central Illinois. But Mark Lambert says it'll still be a few weeks before we know for sure what kind of crop yield the state will see overall. He says while the bulk of the flooding occurred downstate, farmers all over Illinois dealt with replanting due to small areas of standing water or prairie potholes.
There were a fair number of those this year. Some got replanted, some did not. That's one of the reasons it's so difficult to estimate, you know, crop situation, because those small areas you might see in a field, when you put it over a large geographic area, can have an impact on the overall crop size. Some of those probably did not get replanted, so that is going to be an issue.
Lambert says the growing season has other hurdles to clear from now on, including the pollination of the crop, more moderate rainfall, and proper treatment of insects. He says the corn that was planted in a timely fashion looks good, so the potential is there for a strong yield. The state produced a record corn crop last year. Lambert says it helps that some of that's still in the pipeline, but he expects that supplies will tighten up going into next year. He says better promotion of biotechnology and export markets will also be key to producing better yields. A spokesman for the University of Illinois says the school is satisfied with a federal judge's decision to dismiss a lawsuit filed against it by the creator of the Chief Illiniwek logo. Champaign graphic artist Jack Davis filed suit against the board in December. He wants to regain control of the image that he created nearly three decades ago and wants the school to stop using the logo. Judge Michael McCuskey in Urbana dismissed Davis's case yesterday, ruling that his court didn't have jurisdiction. The school did away with the chief symbol after being sanctioned by the NCAA, but a university spokeswoman says the school plans to keep its trademark on the design. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Mango Citrus Symphony might sound like the name of a psychedelic rock song, but actually it's the name of a homemade wine. It was one of the many varieties entered during an annual winemaking competition recently in Western Illinois. Rich Egger of Illinois Public Radio tells us about the event.
It's quickly apparent that the Home Winemakers Contest at Baxter's Vineyard in Nauvoo is a friendly and laid-back affair. For example, a side contest involves grape spitting. Right now, Vicki Slater of Fort Madison is competing.
It's all in the arch of the back and the head movement.
The day is sunny and warm, but Slater says conditions hurt her grape spitting performance.
We're against the wind here, so it's a little difficult. There was a difficulty factor here, so.
Unlikely to set a world record today because of the
wind.
Right,
exactly. So, but it was fun. It's fun. Everyone should try it. It's a lot of fun. Doesn't matter what age you are.
Why is it fun?
I think it's because you can, and it's something that takes you back to childhood, that you spit watermelon seeds and you spit all those things, and here you get to do it for fun and for, you know, people are watching and you're a little embarrassed at first, but you just take off and go, and it makes you feel like a little kid again.
Other games were also offered, and a cookout featured hamburgers topped with blue cheese. But the main attraction, of course, was the wine. 51 choices of homemade vino. Flavors such as white grape raspberry, Concord elderberry, and rhubarb, as well as peach, plum, and strawberry. There was also a cherry Kool-Aid wine. Judges, participants, and visitors checked out the various types of wine, drinking from little plastic condiment cups. You don't need to be an expert to take part.
We're novice connoisseurs.
Matt and Shannon Packard recently moved to the region from West Virginia. They read about the winemaking contest in a newspaper and decided to stop by to sample the goods. He likes a couple of the Nortons. She likes the oaked Concord.
I just like how you could really taste the grape in it, and you can tell that it's definitely aged in the oak barrel.
Mary Logan of Nauvoo is intrigued by how wines vary, even when they're made with the same type of grape.
Everyone makes it a little bit differently, but they come out with the same product, but different tastes.
Logan knows a bit about wine. She's a fourth-generation grape grower. Her son Kelly is continuing that family tradition and owns Baxter's Vineyard with his wife Brenda, who came up with the idea for the Home Winemakers Contest 14 years ago. Brenda Logan says it seemed like a natural thing to do because there are many good home winemakers. It's easy to make wine, plus
everybody likes their own recipe and their own style, so they all make their own just to their own certain taste.
Early in the afternoon, the crowd learned what the judges liked. Brenda Logan announced the winners in six categories before unveiling the judge's choice for the best wine of the day.
And then our best of show this year goes to Ed Limburger with his apple wine. Ed, you want to come up?
Ed Limburger of Weaver, Iowa, is semi-retired. He works for a utility company a couple days a week. The rest of the week, he grows berries. He picks them himself and squeezes them by hand for making his own wine. But for his award-winning apple wine, he used a cider that blends six or seven different apples grown and pressed by a local producer. Lemberger says there's nothing tricky about his technique. It's just a matter of adding sugar and yeast to the juice.
And I leave it in a bucket for a few days and stir it, make sure it's fermenting, and then I put it in the jug. You know, that probably one of my easiest ones to make, because he squeezed an apple because he got it pressed.
Lemberger is clearly happy to be named Best in Show, but stresses winemaking competitions are subjective. It boils down to the taste of the judges on that given day.
There's a lot of good wines out there. I mean, they could have picked anybody out there. So, to me, I got lucky.
Lemberger is not just lucky, he's good. He's won ribbons and prizes in other contests, too. Lemberger is encouraged by his success, and he's developed a passion for winemaking. In fact, he says he just might start his own winery. Rich Egger reporting.
Yeah, the chance for some severe weather across most of Illinois and Indiana this afternoon, according to meteorologist Scott Olthoff, including more heavy rainfall. Some places got from 2 to maybe even as many as 5 inches of rain during yesterday's rains. Today, he calls for a warm and humid day across Illinois and Indiana with showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be severe and produce heavy rain. Highs from 83 north to 94 in the south. Champaign-Urbana's high 88. For tonight, in the northern sections of the two states, showers and thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy. Elsewhere, periods of showers and thunderstorms. Some could still be severe this evening and produce heavy rainfall. The lows from 60 north to 73 south, 67 in Champaign-Urbana. And for tomorrow, in the northern sections, mostly sunny and less humid. In central Illinois and Indiana, partly sunny with a chance of a few scattered thunderstorms. And in southern sections, still cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 82 north to 86 south. 85 in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow with a chance of morning showers, then becoming partly sunny. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 84, sunny at 89 for Friday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.